Hundreds of people have been crowding into New York City hospitals searching for clues about loved ones who might have been injured or killed in the collapse of the World Trade Center. Mental health experts are trying to help frightened and desperate people cope, NPR's Patricia Nament reports.
New York City hospitals have put together a list of people they've treated since the World Trade Center buildings collapsed. The list has been combined among all hospitals and made public. The omission of a name is a terrifying symbol. It could mean the individual is dead, buried somewhere in the rubble. But Dr. Spencer Eth says that's not for sure, and until it is, families are clinging to hope. Eth directs psychiatric services for St. Vincent's Catholic Medical Centers, the hospital that's closest to the site of the tragedy, the hospital that's seen most of the victims.
One of the most tragic things that I saw was a person who was walking around with a poster hung around his neck with a string with a picture of his brother, and it said, "Has anybody seen my brother?"
Over the past 2 days, hundreds of family members and friends have gathered around St. Vincent's. The hospital set up a makeshift counseling clinic in a college across the street. Eth says 15 therapists are working to help people cope with a number of difficult emotional issues.
There is hope, which is fading at this point, tremendous level of anxiety, beginning of sadness, fear, guilt, horror as they imagine how their loved one would have, you know, might have died. And then this desperate searching for closure, for certainty, which they're not finding.
Lists of missing persons have not yet been made public. In the meantime, Eth says therapists are left with only one viable tool, listening.
What we're trying to do is follow their lead, help them talk about what they're experiencing and try to support their coping strategies that have worked for them in the past. We can't, you know, give them information if we don't have them. We can't give them assurances that are untrue, but we can listen as they begin to move through the grief process.
On the ground, rescue workers are also faced with acute stress. And like the families, they are too desperate in their efforts now to sit down and think about what they're going through. Disaster relief specialist and psychiatrist Dr. Robert Ursano says that time will come, even though many police and fire departments do not have official disaster counseling programs in place. Ursano says that part of the culture for many, especially fire departments, is to sit down and talk to each other.
And to do that over time, whether that's with a cup of coffee or whether that's while watching television, so that the process of developing a narrative with your colleagues about past and present events is a part of the normal everyday life for firefighters. And I think that in itself can be a helpful process.
Even so, research shows as many as one-third of the rescue workers will have particular difficulty coping, and many of them could face emotional and psychological problems that persist for years. Patricia Nament, NPR News, Los Angeles.